Now, sometimes when you think about retirement, the concept is confronting. You've worked hard. To stop completely is daunting. So you might choose a transition option, something you love to ease into a quieter life. Well, that was the plan for Ernie Butler. He was a train driver and started Brass Monkey Brewhouse on the Granite Belt. But the plan isn't quite going as expected. It is very, very busy. I caught up with him on the weekend.
I love beer, and I used to make beer for myself, and then I got sick of home-brewed beer, so I went and done a couple of courses and read a real lot of books and started winning a few awards, so I thought the beer must be all right. So I'll see if I can do a commercial.
This was meant to be a retirement plan or semi-retirement
transition
plan.
To retirement, yeah, which is not working real good. Yeah.
So how is the business going?
It's good. COVID's knocked us around. It's knocked our numbers back. We're down to about half the numbers. The border's only just down the road, so we can't get people across. General people, we can get some of our staff can come across, but we can't get normal public across at the moment.
So you'd be looking forward to the borders opening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be good. There's no reason for the borders to be closed because it's Australia, it's not Queensland and New South Wales.
And places here, you really know that, don't you?
Yeah, most places here rely on the New South Wales tourism as well. And there's heaps of people here who work over the border or work on the other side of the border or vice versa. And there's a school bus that runs from Tenerville to Stanthorpe with high school kids on it. And from Wollongarra, and send half of the people from Wollongarra. Wollongarra has just got a border through the middle of it. So one town is Jennings, one town's Wollongarra. So if you're on the Jennings side, you can't walk across the border to get on the bus.
Yeah. Wow. So this is kind of like a pub, really, isn't it? It's not, but it is. It's sort of treated like a pub.
It's treated a little bit like a pub, yeah. We don't treat it like a winery because there's enough wineries. We don't do those sort of samples like they do. We just sell the beer. It seems to work the way we do it.
Yeah.
Because this afternoon we'll be full. We're starting to fill up now.
How are you going with staff? Because you know one of the things that I hear about is it's really hard to get staff.
We trained our staff ourselves. My wife and I trained them, and they are really good. And it's very, very hard to get someone trained in different businesses.
So you just take it on the fact that you've got to train them yourself.
Yeah.
You can't just expect them.
Can't just get them off the street and pour beers. Work in the kitchen. You have to have them. You have to train them to be site specific. Yeah.
How's the transition going? What's the next point?
Next point is retirement. I don't know when that's going to happen because everything seems to be working all right at the moment. So.
Yeah. It looks like a pretty good life. I mean, you obviously like making beer.
Yeah, it's a good life, but it's not real good getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning making beer, and then. So it's very labour-intensive because we're small, very labour-intensive, but that's how I want it to be. I don't want it to be commercialised. It's all manual. We don't have any computers working in anything. We have a thermometer and a couple of pumps.
So a real old-fashioned way of making beer.
Yeah, the real way.
The real way?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's your favourite beer?
I only make beer I like, so the whole bloody lot of it.
Do people get surprised when they come in, tourists, and say, oh, you don't have wine, like this is a beer place? Because Granite Belt is always known for its wine,
that's
Queensland
right.
At least.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people. If you imagine a car full of tourists or full of travellers, there'll be two or three people who like wine. There'll be one or two that don't really like wine, and so you have to have something for them. A couple of them overlap. Yeah, they'll like wine and beer, which is mostly people who drink wines only. We cater for them, so we have ginger beer and we have a saison as well, which is like a wine.
Yeah, see, I'm drinking ginger beer.
Yeah. And that's, we sell a real lot of it because it's mid-strength. Mm. It's only 3.5%.
How much beer are you making every day?
Ah, depends on demand. It's not a real light. Our system is only a 200 litre system.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a real run of beer.
So that's why you're getting up every day at 5 o'clock, because you've got to turn it over.
You've got to turn it over. You have to make it. It's always fresh. Particularly the ales. The ales you drink fresh, and the lagers or the pilsners, you lager them a bit longer. But our beers, we always run low on beer in the middle of winter, because the middle of winter is the busiest time here.
Yeah.
People come down to experience the cold weather.
What year was it that you started this?
7 years ago.
Right, okay. And you know you're a bit ahead of the time, because I tell you what, craft beer is
we were right on the point where it was starting to be acceptable. For the first year or so it was slow, and then just everyone accepted it. They accepted the difference in prices. So that was hard at the start, convincing people to drink our beer at the same price as pub beer, because it's a little bit dearer, but because it's more labour intensive.
So what are you anticipating when the borders open here?
We'll be flat out, but all the limits are going to be opened as well, so we'll be able, as long as people are double vaccinated, we'll be able to fill this up again.
How do you feel about the fact that you're going to have to check that they're double vaccinated?
I don't like it at all. It shouldn't be put on us. It should not be put on business people. It should be responsibility of the people who are coming in. Yeah, I don't like the idea that we have to check them. When we first had to sign people in, a lot of people just wouldn't do it, because they said it's illegal and...
They're being tracked.
Yeah, and I said, well, we don't make the rules. We have to enforce the rules, otherwise we get a fine. And once I've told you about the rules and you don't obey them, you get the fine, not me.
You just got to tell them.
We have to tell them, yeah. We just have to tell them the rules, have it written down, tell them the rules, and if they don't want to abide by the rules, we just can't let them come in.
It's Ernie Butler, Brass Monkey Brew House, which is on the Granite Bell. It's actually at Yuki. Tell you what, retirement is definitely not going as planned, or transition retirement, as Ernie called it. It's a busy place.